Blog Talk Radio.
Niggas fighting over rings, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. For a little old thing, little boys bang bang. Long live the chief. Niggas fighting over rain, niggas won't be the game, but long live the chief. Yeah, watch pretty mama while I slay my cane. Long live the chief. Cockroaches in the ratchet. Hand me downs with the patches. Mama put a little money in the mattress. Taught me how to make a silver spoon out of plastic. You can either sink, swim, or be the captain. Get the last word, I'ma get the last laughing. Now they say your dinner while you're dressing so classy. I don't want my best dressed day in a casket. You can either leave, follow, or get out the way. Make a fucking move, it will make my fucking day. Got a 100-year plan, you just think about the day. Always been about time, more than been about break. Y'all up with me, Usain couldn't run with me. Chief come to find you, you don't come for me. At best, you can run a little company. Nigga, at worst, I can run the whole country. That's right, pimp game like a brothel. That's why, I don't judge a nigga's hustle. I Airbnb the crib like a hostel. Summer rate cheaper, could the streets get hostile? Shot up boy, this far from a hobby boy. So no, I won't record for your homie boy. I turn the party out like a naughty toy. Then I go and hide in plain sight like a lobby boy. Yes, sir.
Yeah, y'all, what's up, y'all? It's your homeboy, TTB, man, the host of XGFR Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's Wednesday, February 8th. I want to give a big congratulations to the Carolina Panthers for winning the Super Bowl. Just serious. But today I'm going to be rocking with, you know what I'm saying, pro boxing star, you know what I'm saying, Manny Perez. My man is Eric. He's going to be co-hosted with me, you know what I mean? So I'm finna click in and go in with the homie. What's up, Mr. Perez? How you doing, sir?
I'm doing well, sir. How you doing? Appreciate you guys having me on. Much appreciated.
Oh, no problem, man. Thanks for coming off and click in. Eric, yo, Eric, you there, bro?
I'm here, brother. How you doing?
Oh, cool in the game, man. I want to say congratulations to y'all, man. I know y'all city was turned up last night, man.
Oh, you can't congratulate Eric, man. He a Raider fan. He a Raider fan. No, you can't congratulate that man. He lives in the 3-3, but he ain't a Bronco fan.
It hasn't been a good day, Tone. It hasn't been a good day for me.
Not at all, man. Not at all, man. So, you know what I'm saying. But, Perez, man, you got a big fight coming up, you know what I'm saying, on the Pacquiao undercard, man.
Well, you know, it's really a dream come true, I have to say. You know, we've worked our entire career to get to this point, to be able to perform on a main stage like this. And we're just excited to show boxing fans who we are and what we can do. You know, I know that we have a tough challenge and a big test ahead of us in undefeated prospect Jose Ramirez, you know. But every fight, you know, at this level is tough. Every fight at this level is never given. You have to earn every step of the way. They gave us plenty of time to prepare for this bout, so I'm taking full advantage of that, you know. Camp started for us. This is already week 4 for us, you know. But it's all said and done. It's going to be a 12-week training camp for me, and I look to take advantage of every single day I'm in there.
Cool, man. That's what's up. 12 weeks, y'all training for this fight?
Oh, yeah. As soon as we signed that contract, that was the start of my training camp, you know. I signed that contract. I was like, all right, training camp starts today.
Right on.
So, you know, I mean, it's been, you know, tough getting back in there and, you know, leaving. We had a good closing to last year, you know, finished off in December, early December. And I promised my wife that I'd take the rest of that year off and give some time back to the family. So getting back into it, into the new year, you know, it's always nice. It's always nice, and to start off with a fight like this on such a main card is, like I said, it's a dream come true. So we're excited about it.
Cool, man. You know, a lot of people are gonna be tuning in, and brother Eric was already talking about, man, you need to get, you know what I'm saying, my man Manny Perez off. You know what I'm saying? So I was like, all right, man. So the timing was good, man. So Eric, you want to add anything on, bro?
Well, you know, man, I've been following Manny Perez since his first fight. And a lot of writers make, you know, connections with fighters in this business.
Right.
Manny is more than just a fighter to me. When Manny wins, I win. When Manny loses, I lose. You know what I mean? It's more than a relationship in the boxing industry. He's more like a friend. He's more like family. So when
right.
you've been rocking, when people say I've been down since day one, I was there at his first fight. I did the fight report on it. Back then I had a little boxing show on cable access TV. So I've been rocking with him since his first fight. So this is big for me too, man, to see him on this grand stage. And, you know, I'm proud of him, and I wish
right.
him the best. But like I said, we win together, we lose together. You know, this is what a strong team, when they say we have a strong team, this is what a strong team is. It's not just, you know, a fighter and his two corner men. You know, he has a great wife. He has three wonderful boys, a great family, but he also has other people who have been, you know, every step behind him, and this is the culmination of, like he said, his dream come true.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. Especially you got E, Eric in your corner, man. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty heavy, man. So,
you know, me and Eric, we've been in this since day one, since my pro career. He's been there, you know, every step of the way, as so many people have been there. That's why, you know, when I talk about training camp or I talk about boxing or I talk about fighting, I don't say I, it's we, because there's
right.
a lot of we that we put in a lot of time. He puts in a lot of time. My family puts in a lot of time. My trainers put in a lot of time. And he's exactly right. You know, what we have is beyond just, you know, it's a friendship. It's family. That's what we're brothers, you know. And, you know, Eric will be with my brother, my boy, until my end of days. And there are a lot of other, you know, a lot of other close friends of mine that are that same way to me, you know. So, like he said, when we lose, we lose. When we win, we win. So, when we're on the map right now, we are on the map. And I'm looking to stay on the map right now. So, in order to stay on the map, I have to go out there and do my job.
Cool, man. I have a lot of boxers and trainers that I interview on this show. But I never asked any of them this question that I'm going to ask you right now. When you win that ring and you hit your fighter, it doesn't fade him. He hits you, it doesn't fade you. But then again, you make an adjustment, popping with something hard. What goes through your mind after that, like, and whether it fades him or not? Like, what exactly goes through your mind while you're in the ring?
You know, if I hit a fighter with everything I have, or I feel it was a clean shot and it don't affect him, you know, automatically, you know, my chess game has changed up. I'm like, all right, that shot's not going to do it. We need to move on to something else. Or maybe we set that shot up differently, or we add to it. We touch the body a little bit, bring it back up to the head. You know, and when I get hit clean, it's like, all right, let's go. You know, this is what it's about. You know, I tell people, you know, for half my living, I get punched in the face, and boxing requires you to have a bit of a sickness inside. That's the way that you can go in there and do what we do. You have to enjoy to get punched in the face, and that's the honest to God truth. You can't elude every shot in there. You can attempt to, you can try to, but you're going to get caught with one or two. It's boxing, you know. I mean, I honestly am always trying to play chess in there, to be honest. I mean, I'm always trying to be the better chess player in there. It doesn't always go my way, but then I go back to the drawing board. I go back with my family and my team. We make adjustments. We come back in there. And we go at it again. You know, it's all about playing the ultimate chess match. You know, if you play your best chess game, then you come out victorious that night.
Right on, man. That's how it is, man. But like, for people that wants to get in this business, you know what I'm saying? You know, in this boxing business, like, what would you suggest for them to do? Is like,
I
you know, in order to understand.
I try to read the same thing when, you know, some of these up-and-coming fighters, or maybe somebody who just comes in the gym and just, you know, starts off as working out and they want to get into boxing, I ask them a simple question. I ask them this. I said, well, I said, you have to ask yourself. I said, when you get punched in the face, it's going to go one or two ways. You're going to get hit in the face and be like, fuck no, this ain't for me. Excuse my language. Or you're going to get punched in the face and you're going to be like, all right, motherfucker, let's do it, you know. And that's really the best way I can say it. I was like, you have to ask yourself, what side are you going to be on? Are you going to get hit in the face and you're going to turn yellow? Or are you going to get hit in the face and be like, all right, now I need to get mine?
because it's gonna. That's the best way I always tell people. This is because you're gonna get hit in the face. It's gonna happen. And
let me add something to that. So, oh, go ahead, Manny.
No, so I mean, and a lot of people when I bring it up to them in that way, they're like, "Yeah, I don't like to get hit in the face." And I said, "Then you're in the wrong business. Then don't even attempt it because you have to have that sickness in you. You really do. I mean, you have to have that sickness. Boxing is an art and it's a sickness. You know, it's not a combat sport. People say and it's." You know, blood and guts and this and that. Yes, it is to an extent, but I find boxing to be an art, and you have to have a bit of sickness in the artwork that we're trying to, you know, display out there. That's what.
Let me add some tone. See, Manny keeps talking about how boxing is an art form, and you know he likes to play chess, and you have to have a bit of a sickness inside of you. Look, Manny is one of the most beautifully defensive fighters. And chess players in the game. But when Manny Perez gets hit clean, that sickness comes out of him. And it doesn't matter if he's a 135-pounder or if he's fighting at 147. You hit Perez clean, and there is no more chess. That sickness comes out, and he's going to stand in the pocket, and he's going to bang with you. And that's why people in Colorado are falling in love with Manny Perez. Because he can box your ears off for 8, 10, 12 rounds if he wanted to. But when he gets hit, he knows what the fans are there for. And that sickness comes out, and boy, it bombs away with him. And he's just he's an exciting, action-packed fighter.
Well, you know, if in this game, in the boxing business, for me, I didn't enter this game for the dollar signs. I entered this passion of mine for the belts, man. They're priceless. It doesn't matter if it's got every letter in the alphabet, A, B, C, D, U. It doesn't matter. I want them all. If I can hold as many of these belts, like that's priceless to me. You can't put a price on that. You know what I mean? And in our profession, we are performers. Our job is to go out there and to perform for the boxing fans and for the public. You know, and if it takes, you know, putting on that chess match and boxing and showing your craft, then so be it. But if it gets down and we have to dig deep and we have to make it a dogfight, then I'm all about it. Because I'm a performer. That's my job. When I'm going to that ring, my job is to perform for the boxing fans, you know, in Colorado or around the world. And I get the opportunity to do that April 9th, and I promise I will not let it down. You know, I'm going to start off with my game plan and do what we have to do. And if it comes down to be a dogfight, so be it, because that's going to be the best fight that we can give the fans. And I'm all about that.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. Get the people what they want. You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people kind of been on boxing, like, you know what I'm saying, there's not enough action, only certain fighters, you know what I'm saying? And but I think it's getting back to that, you know what I'm saying, going back to the wars and, you know what I'm saying, leaving you all in the ring and this and that, man. So, you know what I'm saying, I just can't wait to see you in action, man, and see you put it on. It is for the title, that's correct? It is for the title?
It is. It's for the WBC Continental America's title. At 140 pounds, so I'm excited. You know, like I said, you give me this much time to prepare for a fight, and you put a belt on the line. It just you know ups the ante. It really does.
Cool, man. That's what's up,
you
man.
Know. And to harp on that is, you know, Top Rank knows what they're getting into. This isn't their first show with Manny Perez. Manny Perez fought a young Brandon Rios here in Denver seven, eight years ago, and I sat next to Brad Goodman, one of the head matchmakers for Top Rank the entire fight. Brad Goodman was shitting bricks when it came to the judges' scorecards. He thought he had just got Brandon Rios his first loss. Unfortunately, Brandon Rios walked away with the draw, which should have been a win for Perez. And we've been scouting Ramirez for years, 4 years. We've been wanting this fight for Manny. And when it finally happened, I mean, we were at Ramirez's last fight, you know, drooling at this opportunity, and now it's here.
Oh, it's on.
Yeah. You know, it's all about timing. This fight has been brought up to us a time or two, but you know, I told everybody after the fight with Victor Ortiz, and he had me on that surfboard out there. I was like, no more fights at 147. I love to fight. I love to get the fans what they want to see, but I'm not that big. You know, I'm a 35, 40-pounder tops. And I had a protect myself from myself, because I was getting a lot of calls at 147 and 154, and I was like, man, I'm not even that heavy. I could take, you know, 2, 3, 4 months off, and I'm not gonna make that. You know, I might walk around at 150, 153, but once we start getting to the gym, you know that weight just comes off. I'm not a big guy, so I had to protect myself from myself, and I said, no, with that Victor Ortiz fight, I took that fight not for the money, not for anything, but the opportunity. I was like, go in there, you know, knock this guy out, take this guy out of there, do what we got to do, and move on. You know what I mean? I was like, I lost the first round, won the second. I didn't respect his power, mistake on my part, and that man put me down. I was like, well, you know, all the respect to him, nothing bad to say. He did his job in there. I didn't respect his power, and, you know, he, just like Eric said, he hit me clean. I said, all right, man, come on with it. And you know what? He had bigger guns that day. He had bigger guns that day, and that's just the way the fight turned out. So I told my wife, I said, I'm not done with this sport yet. Let me come home. Let me regroup. Let me fight at the proper weight class. And I said, let's make a run at this. So we spent 2015 waiting for the opportunity that came with DeMarcus Corley. Then we traveled to Iowa and fought, and then we fought here at home. And then we were on a 3-fight win streak at 135 with 2 stoppages. So, you know, I mean, I'm not done yet. I have so much passion and love and want out of this sport, and it's not been fulfilled yet. And until it's been fulfilled, I'm still going. Until butts are not in the seats to watch me fight, I'm still go at it. I still feel that we put on great performances when people come out to watch us. And until we don't put butts in the seats, you know, I'm gonna continue to climb that ladder in search of that major world title.
Cool, man. That's what's up, man. You on your grind, you know what I'm saying? You got busy with a Chop Chop, you know what I'm saying? I wish I could have seen that one, you know what I'm saying? So how was that fight, man, when you fought Chop Chop Corley?
You know, I the best way I could tell everybody, when people ask me, they're like, what would you grade yourself on that? I was like, you know what, I wouldn't grade myself if A, B, or whatever. I would just say that I was just a grueling person there. I didn't care what he threw at me, I didn't care. I wanted to hurt that man. He talked a lot of trash going into that fight, saying that he was going to knock me out in 5 rounds, and hopefully after he knocks me out, I'm going to still be able to continue to fight. And then he went on to say, so I told him, I said, all right, I'll meet you in the center of the ring, we'll see what happens. He's like, you got to remember, I box better than you do. And I was like, well, I'm confused now. I was like, because you said you was going to knock me out, now you're going to, you know, box circles around me. And you know, all due respect to Chop Chop, I mean, he's a former champion, but I was hungry. That's all I can say. I was hungry. I went in there to grind. I wanted to grind out. I wanted to punish that man and hurt him and make him quit. And, you know, I got the outcome that we wanted, you know, and that's just it. And, you know,
Tone, if you have a chance, go look at what DeMarcus Corley has done after the Perez fight. He's had some wins, he's had some close losses, but Perez stopped him. And when we're talking, he's losing to guys who are ranked 20th in the world, you know, close decisions, and Perez stopped him in 6 rounds.
Wow. You know, I mean, I know he went up to Mexico and he lost a very close decision to somebody out there. I had looked that up. I always try to stay up on the top, you know, 30 to 40 contenders, you know, at my weight class, you know, either at 135 or north of it at 140, just in case, you know. And there's a lot of sleepers out there. There's a lot of talent coming up in the ranking that people don't know about, you know. But and you just got to do your homework. You got to always do your homework and make sure that you're ready for whatever comes. You know, you don't train for one particular style. You train for them all. That way, when you go in there, you're not surprised.
Right on, man. You know what they expect.
And Tone,
you know,
yes, Tone, sir. I still believe he can make 126. He just don't want to listen to me.
Yeah, them days are done, man. I mean, he's probably right. I could probably make 126, but, you know, it's about the performance when I get there. You know, I could probably make the weight. He's absolutely right, Tony. I could probably make that weight, but what kind of performance am I going to give the boxing fans at 126, and that bothers me. I'm not confident that I'm going to be performing at my full potential there. I'm not going to give the fans what they want to see, and so I'm comfortable 135, I can make that weight no problem. I make that weight no problem. I could have made that
right.
weight always. The only reason why we started moving up is because we got less and less calls to fight at 130 and 135. So yeah, you know, we'll fight at 140. We'll fight at 147. And, you know, I mean, I love fights. It's hard for me to turn down a fight. I'm a sucker for a good fight because if it's a fight that fans want to see, then I'm all about it. You know, I got into this as an entertainer. That's what I am. We have a job to do.
Eric, I'm kind of feeling you at the 126 minute. It's some people in that weight class, bro.
There it is. Like, Manny started at 126, but that's when he was 19 to 20 years old. I know his body's growing beyond that point. But when people see Perez in person, you know, if you see him in person and to ever think that he fought at 147, you'd tell me I was bullshitting. You know what I mean?
Wow.
He's not a big guy physically.
Nah.
Like you said, he's just a warrior at heart. You know what I mean? And even at 135, he's still going to be the smaller opponent.
Absolutely.
What I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's just me trying to look out for him because I know, you know, that he's a gamer and he's willing to fight anyone, but I know he's outgoing
right.
126. That's
well,
just
you know
me.
What?
Always, I've been giving him that bullshit for years.
No, I mean, because he's exactly right. Because at 126, I would be cutting from exactly what I'm weighing now. When I was 19 years old, 20 years old, 21 years old, I was cutting from 150 to make 126. I walk around that now when I'm not training. So I
right.
weigh exactly the same. I could probably make that weight. And it's probably, you know, I just, you know, it's all about performing. Like, if the right fight came at 130, you know, I'll make the effort. I'll entertain the idea. But 126, we can kiss them days goodbye.
All right. Yeah, that's cool, man. So is 135, 140, and that's the weight that you more comfortable at
yeah,
now, or?
Yeah, most definitely. Like I said, there will be no more jumps up to 147. I mean, after the Rios fight, we got tons of offers at 147, even as high as 154. And I was like, man, I'm just not that big. I'm not going to do it. We're talking when I fought Victor Ortiz in Vegas, I weighed in
right.
at 146 point something or whatever. The night of the fight, I was 145. I was a pound.
Wow.
Not a big guy. You know, so,
Ortiz probably came in at 160.
You know what I'm saying? Straight middleweight, man.
Yeah.
Wow.
Just put it this way. I got to load those two pallets. Hold on 1 second, fellas. I just have to load those two pallets outside on 123, but sideways so he can get it with the pallet deck. Just put it this way, you know, when they came back to take my pre-fight weight with my cup, shoes, everything on, I wasn't even cracking 150.
Wow.
Yeah, I wasn't even hitting 150.
Man.
But I went in there
wow.
and I was like, why'd you do it? I'm like, why not? The opportunity to be out there. And I saw it when they offered the fight. I was like, let's do it. I don't care. Let's do it. You know, we had already campaigned a couple of fights at 147. I felt that, you know, I had good speed and stuff like that. And I was a lot faster than the guys I had fought in. Just big puncher. You know, you get somebody in there that's, you know, 20 pounds heavier than you, 20, 25 pounds. You know, that's just what happened. That man had me on a surfboard, dude. You see the highlights of that fight? I was surfing out
yeah.
there on Showtime. It wasn't cool. It was not cool,
yeah.
man.
Yeah, I remember the the weigh-in and the face-off, man. That was pretty intense, bro.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, for anybody who thinks that they're going to come in there, I walk around with a smile. My dad always told me, you know, you walk around with a smile. It's harder to walk around with a smile than a frown on your face. So I'm always smiling, and people think that, you know, that I'm a pushover. But make no mistake, man, where I grew up, it was hard. And you don't let anybody punk you. So when that man put his forehead on my forehead, trying to punk
right.
me, I was like, dude, that's not going to happen. You know, there were some choice words that, you know, that were said and stuff like that. But at the end of the day, you know, or at the end of that day, I was like, dude, you're not going to punk me. It's not going to happen. You're going to throw something, throw it. If you want to get down, we can do it right here. But it's different from boxing to the streets. In the streets, anything goes. You might have seen me go down for a double leg or something. I don't know. Something might have happened.
Hey, so if
yes,
Manny
sir.
Wanted to train for MMA, he can train for MMA.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, we help out some of the guys that are that are prospects in the MMA. You know, one of our good friends is Justin Gaethje, who's a WSOF lightweight champ, you know, and
right.
then there's Brenton Kurtz and stuff like that. So when they need good hands and sparring, I'm always in there. You know, I'm always helping them. And I work it all, dude. If they want to do takedowns, dude, I'm here for you. So there's some sparring where you'll see me go for some takedowns and vice versa and stuff like that. I'm all for it. We're grinders out there, you know. And I mean, I'm not one of those guys in the gym that to keep anybody down. Like, if you need some help, you need advice, you need something, I'm there. There's too many people out there trying to keep somebody down. I'm not trying to keep nobody down. I'm trying to help everybody up.
Oh, man, that's what's up, man. Always helping somebody. Hey, if you just listen, then we're rocking with Manny Perez, co-hosting, you know what I'm saying, my man Eric. They out there in Denver, you know what I'm saying. They feeling real good right now. You know what I'm saying?
One of us.
I feel good, you know what I mean? And I actually predicted this. I actually predicted that the Bronco game to the T. When Lee from Top Rank asked me after we had beat the Patriots, he asked me what I thought, and I said exactly what I thought it was going to be. I said number one offense versus number one defense. The defense is going to win this game. I said end score is going to be 24-10 Broncos. I said that weeks ago, and that's what it was.
Wow.
That's what it was.
Yeah, man, because I know the casinos, dude, they won a lot because everybody was slapping their money on the Panthers, and it was a lot of sad faces going around here, bro, so it was terrible, but it just happened like that.
But you know what? I'm not a gambling man. I work too hard for my money, so I like to keep it right where it's at.
Right on.
But you know what?
So,
you know what? Perez is going to take this upset, and he's going to use that as motivation to pull the upset April 9th. You know what I mean?
All right.
I don't know if you want to say the stars are aligning, but, hey, Jose Ramirez, if he thinks, you know, he's looking at the record, and, you know, he's seeing, you know, 25-11, and, hey, when he gets in there with 25-11, ask Mercito Gesta, ask Vernon Perez, ask Brandon Rios, that's not a 25-11 fighter.
Right on.
You know.
Man, one question I want to ask, like, why should people, you know what I'm saying, tune into your fight, you know what I'm saying? Will that fight still the show?
You know, that's
It will. Let me speak first, Manny. I believe it will still the show because in the main event, we've seen that twice. You know, they're pretty entertaining, but are we going to see anything different from Pacquiao and Bradley? No. Then you have Ramirez versus Abraham. It could end in a knockout, but I'm not too impressed with Ramirez. He's not really an action-packed fighter.
Right.
Abraham's getting older. Now, Oscar Valdez, though, he's a good fighter, and the boy can punch. So his fight might end, you know, in dramatic fashion. But if we're talking on paper, 50-50 fight between two guys, you know, equally talented, this is going to steal the fight. This is going to steal the whole show right here. Perez versus Ramirez is going to be the best fight of the night.
Right on, man. Yeah, it's going to be a good fight. So what's your thoughts on it, Manny? What's your thoughts on the fight?
You know, I'm excited. I think that, just like Eric said, I think that, you know, we're going to see the show. I know he's going to come out against Blazing. That's just the way he does it. He's a very aggressive fighter. He's very talented. And I know that he's going to come out there and do his job. You know, and I'm going to go out there and do mine. All I want to do is make this but it's going to be, you know, an exciting, action-packed fight, you know, and on the drama.
Oh, man. So, man, like, anything you want to say to the fans, man, like, where they can follow you on social media, hit you up, man, you know what I'm saying, just to see, you know what I'm saying, you progress during this whole thing till the fight comes. Like, how can they hit you up?
You can follow me on Twitter at Manos Perez, the same on Instagram. Facebook, it's all out there. And, you know, I try to get to anybody I can as far as if you're commenting or trying to get a hold of me. I try to get with everybody, man. I'm not one of them guys that just blow anybody off. So, and I appreciate all the support. I know we got a lot of support in Colorado and all over, you know, the states. So I just appreciate it all, you know, and I just look to just continue on and show everybody what we're about April 9th. So I appreciate it.
That's what's up.
And don't,
hope to see y'all out there.
Don't forget to follow his wife at Leanne Perez on Twitter. She's always bringing the news in boxing, and she's always keeping us updated about what's going on with Manny.
Oh, most definitely. My wife rocks. Right, have her and Eric do a little thing on his page. She does a little something with Round by Round. Also does with Rocky Mountain Boxing. My wife loves it. It's very rare to find a woman who loves this sport as much as I do. And, you know, it's awesome. So she's one of my biggest supporters as well as one of my best critics, I'd say. Not one of my hardest critics, just one of my best ones. And she keeps it real. She'll let me know. If you look like shit in the ring, she'll let you know. You know, she'll let you know for sure. She's not going to sugarcoat it. If you got your ass kicked in Florence, she's going to let you know. And you need to get your hands up, get your ass kicked.
Hey, he's not lying, Tone. He's not lying. When Manny's sparring and Leanne's there, if Manny's getting hit with shots, you know, Leanne's right there, you know, on that top rope saying, you know what, get your fucking hands up. You know what I mean? And she's very knowledgeable of the game. So when she sees something, she speaks on it.
Yeah.
Right on,
she'll
man.
She'll let you know. She'll let you know.
Cool, man. I just want to say. Go ahead, bro.
I just wanted to, you know, like I said, once again, appreciate the opportunity. I'd like to give a shout out to my wife, my beautiful baby. I love you guys. And, you know, guys, going to continue to do you proud.
Ooh, that's what's up. I want to say thanks for coming through. You know what I'm saying? Definitely support you, man. And hopefully to see you, man, on the card, you know what I'm saying, when I come out there, you know what I'm saying, to catch the fight. Eric, man, what you got going on, man? What's up next?
You know, man, I'm just doing my 60-minute stuff, you know, my hard-hitting articles. I'm starting to get a, you know, real good fan following. And like I said before, we got some promotions coming up here in Colorado that I'll have my hands on. And this is my year. This is Manny Perez's year. This is Colorado's year to take over, brother. We're putting Colorado on the map.
Right on, bro. Right on, man. And you know, I'm forever supporting you guys, man. Just keep doing your thing, man. And see you guys at the next function, man, which would be in April. And I'll definitely rocking with you guys, man.
Oh, no,
I appreciate
no
it. Thank you.
Yeah, when
no
we're
problem,
out there, Tone,
man.
I'll make sure I introduce you to Manny Perez. In person, man.
Oh, so no problem, man. It's all good, man. We're going to do our thing. Shout out to everybody that's been tuning in. Shout out to Cheese, man, that's been doing this thing, too. So we might have to see, like, a Baltimore and Colorado thing, because Baltimore got some good fighters coming out of there, too. And Colorado definitely doing their thing. So we're going to have to all make that happen one night, though.
Most definitely.
Let's
most
do
definitely.
It. hey, Manny, what gym are you at tonight?
Tonight I'm going to be at the Boxing Ave up north.
Okay.
Get off of work.
Washington?
Yeah. You know, I mean, I'm working, man. I'm the blue-collar champ. You know, I work my 50-plus hours a week and go to the gym. That's what we do.
What time are you going to be at the gym, champ?
5:30.
Sounds good, brother. I'm going to try to stop in.
All right. Sounds good.
All
okay.
right, man. Thanks for coming through, man. Oh, no problem, man. I got y'all, man. We out, man. Peace.
All right.